Highland Auto presents Make a Band. Final recap.
Brought to you by Oregon Wine Lab.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
We rock the house. Who rocks the house? We rock the house. Who rocks the house?
Rock and roll!
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
You know, I can deal with your problem, or I can rock out, but I cannot do both.
Seven groups of strangers came together to make a band. Here's their stories.
Let's get rocking!
No further ado, Cascade, Quake.
Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun here.
Bass. I need a little bit more bass. Great. Take it off there, bud. Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Children.
bit in there. Woo!
Here's Cascade Quake, produced by Pedal Power, Pacific Pub Cycle, and M5. Seven producers audition people and put bands together for a 20-minute set at the Wow Hall, the final showcase. Here's Dave with Pedal Power. Tell us how it all started 6 weeks ago with the auditions.
That was really fun. Short and sweet. We had limited expectations, and as soon as some talent started to hit us, then that kind of took the path, and it was really kind of fun.
Same question for Marcus with M5. Marcus, what were you looking for?
Myself, I'm more of an R&B type person, so I naturally was going for, like, just looking for somebody who had, like, a lot of soul, and I feel like we found a lot of artists with that, and being Drake was one of my favorite picks out of the band. Like, I really loved his voice and his guitar playing, and I was excited to have him on the team. So that was my thing I was looking for, more of a feeling.
Let's meet Drake Brown, guitarist and vocalist for Cascade Quake. Drake, what was your experience like?
At first, it was pretty nerve-wracking. At my audition, I kind of choked.
Okay.
Choked on the lyrics at first, but I pulled through, and I ended up doing really well with these guys.
Dave, when you first got the band all together, what kind of sound were you hearing?
There were strong folks within the band from the community. I mean, you had Max Pinder, you had, you know, Jenna, you had Andrew. You have a lot of strong people in the band as well. But honestly, you know, I think Drake came to it, and he actually came up with an original, which he'd been working on.
Okay.
And it kind of melded with that. So, you know, we had a lot of soul. We had, you know, some funk. We had some strong females vocals as well. But I think that really took a shape to it as well, and then kind of rolled it.
I know. she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Thank you. This is an original song.
The song's called Where Do You Stand?
Whoa.
To waste your time, but I hope you're not here to waste all of mine. Just wanna test all your limits. Would you give me just a minute? Well, I'll take my shot while you sip your wine. Well, I'll sit right back here while you take your time. Just give me all your reasons. Stand
They could play anything.
Hey, Drake, tell us, give us the names of the members and who was playing what in Cascade Quake.
Yeah, Max Pinder was keys and backup vocals. Jenna Gillespie was a lead vocalist, female vocalist. Katie Deers was our strings and also backup vocalist. Andrew Dent was our lead guitarist. And Dusty Haynes was our drummer.
Marcus, one of the producers, along with Pedal Power and Pacific Pub Cycle with M5. Marcus, how was this experience make a band for you?
Honestly, I guess I bought support. Like, I was honestly going to actually enter this contest myself as, okay, as a performing artist, and decided I was a little bit too busy for that. But then Dave brought me in. It's like, hey, if you're a producer on the side of producing, you kind of get that experience, and you can kind of be still involved with this whole operation. I was like, I would definitely love to be like just involved with it. So I pitched some ideas for lyrics for an original, but I was just there to support and just, hey, whatever they need, and send emails out and I guess stuff like that. So
seven bands, Cascade Quake, one of them, had 6 weeks to put a 20-minute set together. Dave, how was rehearsals?
You know, the rehearsals went fairly well. You know, it so happened to work out that I do own a lot of my own production equipment.
Nice.
I did schedule it. For the most part of that about 5 week block, it did get a little, hairy at the end. But for the most part, you know, we dedicated all the equipment in one specific space, so they didn't have to move around and do all that kind of stuff. So all that
made
muscle,
it efficient to get together.
Yeah,
what kind of muscle memory? What kind of timeline do you guys have? Was it once a week, twice a week? How'd you get together for rehearsals?
We mellowed out around once a week in the beginning stages, but we tried to get in at least twice a week.
You guys all get together. What's the first song you play?
I think we just started jamming on E, and
there
then,
you go.
And then it turned into, as always, and then it turned into, yeah, Voodoo Child.
Oh, which, there you go. Yeah, played. Falling in on some Hendrix there.
Oh, yeah. Voodoo Child, I wanted Hoodoo Child.
Voodoo Child.
Anyways, Voodoo Child.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And give us the four songs you performed at the Wild Hall.
Yeah, we played Voodoo Child, Ain't No Sunshine. Oh, what the original and Chain.
Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
That and the original is named.
The original is named Where Do You Stand?
Right on. Sounds good. And you got a bunch of swag. I know we had Fanosity giving votes.
Oh, Drake's going to hopefully record that original with some heavy hitters back in Central Oregon. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah.
Nice. Sounds like a winner. Well, gentlemen, thanks a lot. Thanks for participating in Make a Band 2019, the final showcase. It was a blast just to see the amazing talent that we do have in this town.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Cascade Quake, produced by Pedal Power, Pacific Pub Cycle, and M5.
All right, before we do our last song, I'm gonna introduce the band, y'all. Over here on the fiddle, we got Katie. And here on guitar and vocals is Drake. Over here, we got Andy on the other guitar. And then we've got Max over on the keyboard and keyboard bass. And then we got Dusty on the drums. And I'm Jenna.
Don't forget Jenna Gillespie, y'all.
All right, let's do this.
A little slower.
We got any Fleetwood Mac fans in the audience?
Can we get that stool, Jason? There's that stool.
Yeah, let's get some hands in there, baby. Thank you.
together.